Thank you for joining Minot Today on KHRT. This is Bob Timm, your host, and my guest today is Terry Peterson, the Assistant Director at RSI. Terry, say hello, and why don't we start out with what does RSI stand for?
Hello. Yeah, RSI is an acronym, actually. It stands for Rehab Services, Inc., but we're getting confused a lot. People would walk in for medical supplies and wheelchairs and such, and we don't do that. So we decided to shorten it to RSI. It's also sort of an industry, trend to go acronym. Well,
yeah.
RSI, it doesn't pigeonhole us as much.
I've gotten to know quite a bit about RSI just because I use your thrift store a lot. And when you enter the thrift store, there's brochures about the many programs you have. And even just coming up a few times to visit with the director about having a radio interview such as we're having here, I've gotten to know a bit about it. But why don't you tell our listeners about some or all of the many services that RSI has to offer our community?
The thrift stores are storefront, I would say, the one program that people at least know about what we do. The interesting thing about the thrift stores is more than a thrift store, of course, the funds go to help support these other programs we do. We also use it for training purposes for people with disabilities or people undergoing addiction recovery. Something to put on their resume if they want to get a job outside of RSI. So been successful in that capacity for sure. But we have a bunch of other programs, of course. Like I said, it helps fund some other programs. So we do, like I mentioned, addiction recovery programs here in Minot. We do employment programs for people with disabilities. We do programs for transition age youth in the school that have disabilities to sort of prep them for employment. We have Social Security benefits planning for people with disabilities. That's a statewide program. Anyone on Social Security Disability Insurance or Supplemental Security Income, that's SSDI or SSI, respectively, have any questions about how working may impact those benefits or any other question, that's free service we've been providing for almost 18 years now to the state of North Dakota. We have residential facilities for people with disabilities here in Minot, independent apartment units. It's a really kind of cool, progressive way to provide that service, different than any in the state that I've seen. We also have rehabilitation for people with disabilities. We contract with the city. We run the community service programming, victim impact panel, and I didn't check today. We may have a new one today. Marla Kulig started the company back in 1988. And I remember when I first got hired, we had all these different programs, and some were dropping off and we were getting new ones. And she made the point that as a nonprofit, if you're not diversified like that, if you do have all your eggs in one basket, let's say from a funding source, that you can die if you lose that funding source. So diversifying programs like that not only helps us complete our mission, but it also adds stability to the nonprofit so we can continue providing the services.
There's a lot of people that are served by RSI. And when I can think of another organization that says for the most good or whatever, but I don't think I know of an organization that serves more people than RSI. How many people would you say in the greater Minot area use your services?
Last year, I did a straw poll on programs. And it's tough to quantify, let's say, the Restore, right? I'm not going to count everyone who walks through the door, but the people who train there and work there, of course, we count. And we're around 2,000 people that we affect.
That's
on
amazing.
A yearly basis. So, I think that even when I see that number, I'm sort of surprised. You get in there and you get kind of pigeonholed into, seeing the different programs or looking at the numbers, or seeing a story here and there. But when you step back and look at the agency as a whole and the impact we're making, I feel bad that I haven't done a better job of telling people about it.
It's hard when you're a nonprofit because you don't have unlimited funds to do so.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How many people are actually directly employed by RSI? And I'm going to take that from there. We're mm-hmm. going to talk about volunteers mm-hmm. because I'm sure you're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, we're at around, we hover a little bit, of course, but around 75 employees, and that's all but one being local here to Minot. So fairly large employer in that sense even.
Well, that's important to know too. I don't know of any other charity in Minot, well, maybe the Boys Ranch, that employs mm-hmm. that many people. And we're talking about employment, paychecks to the community. So when you support RSI, you are certainly supporting the community and the health of the community.
Yeah, get to know a lot of people just through them being employees, That's always kind of fun to go to staff meetings and meet these people who are maybe they're going into the social service field, you know, college kid in that track, and they want to gain experience before graduation, and they might do some of the more direct services. But then we also have people who have been to school and experienced other companies and come in to run a program. So really diverse set of employees giving services to a diverse set of people with disabilities and people with addiction issues.
I said I was going to bring up volunteers, and what areas can a person volunteer? There's the obvious, working at the store and helping out, and I think you do pretty good with that. You know, I'm when I'm shopping, I'm always straightening up myself.
Yeah, it's tough to stay on top of the straightening. People come in pretty wild, you know. But yeah, there's always, like you said, there's no shortage of hours if at the ReStore for, you know, sorting, cleaning, pricing. That's a given. If you wanted to throw a couple hours at us as a volunteer, we can make that happen. If that's not your cup of tea, we don't have, let's say, a volunteer program per se, but we do have these kind of one-off projects. And we also have like the Henry Towers, 83-unit apartment complex, right, for low-income people, disabilities, and elderly. There, we have projects where we turn over a room or we have to do some landscaping, let's say. We're so diverse that the volunteer opportunities are diverse. They're kind of one-off and they're sporadic, and I don't know exactly when they're going to happen. But if you have a skill, odds are I can find something within that skill set for you to throw some volunteer hours at us.
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple hours here or there or whatever. So a person doesn't need to worry that if they volunteer once, they're locked in for 40 hours a week for a life.
No. We have a little sign-in sheet for volunteers. It's kind of funny. But I always have to look for that, you know, every time we have a volunteer. So, no, if you like helping us and you want to do it again, by all means, we can make that happen. But I don't know. There's no, like, email list, or I'm not going to be calling you.
I did not realize that you had Henry Towers.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. So that was kind of when oil was big, and Henry Towers came up for sale, and it was an opportunity for us to purchase that and keep it as low-income multifamily Section 8 housing for those residents there, and of course, that service then for the community. It was at a time when a private company could have snatched that up and turned it into market-rate just apartments. So one of the nice things about being diversified and being local nonprofit, we have, that's a big thing too, just being local, not like a branch of like a national one, not to shoot them down, but we have that ability to see a need and then move and then do that. We have that flexibility. So yeah, we've been running that. That's been a trip.
Again, I think it's neat that you mentioned the local thing, because then people who don't feel they can volunteer to work, if they wish to volunteer dollars, those dollars stay right here in the Minot area.
100%.
And when we were talking earlier about serving families or people with disabilities, we didn't mention any kind of range there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one area of interest to me, of course, is autism. Mm-hmm. Do you work with anybody on the autism spectrum? Is there any kind of program that you work with there?
Yes. So specific, we don't have like a spectrum specific program, but I know lots of clients in our employment program who are on the scale. We've worked with hundreds of people on the scale who, through our benefits planning program. We have people on the spectrum who live at our RSI home or receive rehabilitation services. So autism specific, I don't know. I suppose you'd have to define that, but absolutely do we serve people on the scale.
The range of disabilities can be from mild mental health issues to maybe severe physical issues.
It's a spectrum. I mean, it's the complete gamut. We have people we serve people who are nonverbal, non-mobile, and we serve people who have worked their way off of benefits because they're successful in their career now.
That's really cool.
Yeah, if we used to have this kind of long mission statement that is confusing. I remember it because I memorized it for my interview there, and I rattled it off, and I thought, yeah, that was kind of impressive, wasn't it? You know, we then shortened it to we help people, and I think that better encompasses what we do.
That's a great slogan, we help people. Right,
let's just do that.
For those people who don't know where Henry Towers is, that's just east of the Town and Country Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. There's Vincent United Methodist mm-hmm. Church and then Henry Towers. What about the store and the headquarters? Where are they located?
112 Second Avenue Southwest. We're right on Broadway across from Papa Murphy's. Right, or Papa John's. I was going to mix that up with John's.
Yeah, it's John's.
Hi, Keating's. Bremer Bank. There you go.
And for those longtime residents, of course, they already know where it is, but it's the old Elks Club.
Yeah, interesting. We have sort of excess storage for the resort down in the basement. So if you're ever down there when it was the Elks Club, there used to be a bar down there. It's kind of a neat area.
I've been down there recently because Caroline and I were looking for a unique item.
Okay, yeah.
And man, volunteers could be used to help
clean
up a little bit. When I say clean, I'm not talking dirty. It's just there's sorting needs to be done.
Yeah, the manpower it takes, especially when we receive an influx of donations, rummage sale time, things like that, just the hours necessary to sort and hang and price and clean, it'd surprise you.
Yeah, that rummage sale time is a real mixed blessing to the thrift stores because people quit going to them, which is the negative because they're out going to rummage sales. And then yet you're getting tons and tons of stuff from the rummage sales that they didn't sell.
That they didn't sell, yeah.
So you get extremely stocked up with few customers at that time.
Right. I would like to mention, though, if someone's listening and they have some items, either of like, you know, a little higher value or you know that we, you know, would sell and you want to help a nonprofit, we actually are a resort. If you call them and set it up, we can actually go and help pick up those items. I think that's a kind of a neat service. And if you don't want to deal with it and you'd rather go to a nonprofit and help some of these programs versus you having to sell it or you lining up trying to haul it away, we can haul it away for you.
Exactly. And I've never been to a rummage sale where they sold out.
Me neither.
We're running out of time already, Terry. Let's give a little more information on contact. Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website? How do they contact you if they do need a pickup or whatever?
Yeah, MinotRehabServices.com, our website. All the numbers are on there. 839-4240 is our main office. If you call Kim there, she'll put you in touch with whoever you need about whatever you're wondering about.
Okay, when you say MinotRehabServices.com, very few people are going to write that down as fast as we're saying.
Yeah.
Remember it. So what would be, say, an easy shortcut on Google? Just put Minot Thrift Stores?
Or... Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know where we're at on the Google scale. Yeah, if you started with Minot and went down the list of either disability services, Henry Towers, I think we might pop up. Thrift store would be up there, you know, so, or even nonprofit. I mean, we're part of like the Minot Alliance of Nonprofits and things like that. So we're listed, we're around.
And too, if somebody wants to come to the office, they come to the thrift store, instead of going in the thrift store door, there's an elevator across from that door, push the button, go up and you're there.
Exactly. And a lot of people will know about that because they're looking for the thrift store and they pop into our offices and they look confused, but that's fine. Yeah, come on up. We'll say hi, have a cup of coffee.
Cool. Terry, we have run out of time. I appreciate you being here and being, we're almost neighbors here. It'd be good to get together again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Once again, I want to thank our guest, Terry Peterson, Assistant Director at RSI here in Minot, for being part of the show. I want to thank you for listening to KHRT and Minot Today. And if you think you'd like to be a guest on Minot Today, give me a call. On my cell phone is 701-720-8513. If you enjoy the show, please tell others about it as well. Thank you.